take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you missed the last hour of the program, you missed us talking about healthcare and education, two of the most heavily regulated industries in America today. And the point we were making, very simple, is that the more regulation an industry has, the more rules the government sets up for its participants to follow, the more inefficient, the more bureaucratic, the slower, the less innovation, just the worse those industries become. And then, of course, government uses the industry's failure in different areas to point out why more government is necessary to solve the problems. And so when more government gets involved, things just get worse, and it's just this downward spiral that never ends. So one of the other points we pointed out was that, well, there are some industries where there's very little regulation, and you can see amazing progress. And so we need to help people connect the dots between why things work well without government regulation and why things don't work so well with government regulation. Even though government's always out there promising that its regulations are keeping us safe, we need to help people understand this and grasp it so that we can get back to the, or we can get finally, not get back because we never really had it, but get to the point of having a free market in this country. And here's an interesting little story I found in my email box that really outlines yet another example of what happens when you get the government out of something. You've got an industry that wants to grow. It wants to innovate. It wants to create products and services and offer them in the marketplace, in the free marketplace, to consumers to purchase. But it can't because of government regulation. What industry am I talking about? Space travel. For many years, they were prohibited from launching their own rockets. Privateers, private companies.
Yeah.
Were prohibited from
it. Too dangerous.
Right. Oh, we can only have government handling this. Oh, we know, private companies, you want to launch your satellites. Don't worry. We'll take care of it for you. Well, turns out, and I don't have the timeline in front of me, so I'm just going for my general knowledge on how this happened. Basically, what happened was the government, shocker, was too slow and inefficient to actually launch these satellites in time for them to make it into orbit to provide the services they were supposed to be orbiting the Earth providing us with, whether it be phone service or radio rebroadcast or television, whatever. There are different reasons for satellites being up there. So government was so inefficient that the private companies managed to somehow get them to agree to let them launch their own satellites. And now private companies launch the government satellites for them. So that was the first step. That was the first step in deregulation of space travel. The later steps came somewhere between then and now, because now we have private companies going into space. We had the XPRIZE a few years ago where there was, 10 or $20 million that was offered as a prize to whomever could put something into orbit, suborbital.
I thought it was $1 million, but okay.
It was significant. The people that won, they didn't make their money back. They put more money in than they made back from the XPRIZE.
But yeah, they got to be able to say, we won the XPRIZE. We were the first ones to go suborbital or something like that.
Right. And now there's another XPRIZE out there. The progress continues. The reach for the stars in the marketplace is continuing at such a fast clip, such an incredibly fast clip, that it's almost mind-boggling to watch it happen. Now, how long's the International Space Station been up there clunking around in orbit?
What is that thing doing?
They're trying to keep it, I think, held together right now. I think they're going up there with a welding iron and trying to keep the thing from falling to pieces and crashing into the ocean somewhere.
Space welding. Good idea. I think that they've had two space stations. There's like the Mir, and then now this is the International or something like that.
I don't know.
But certainly, somebody out there knows better than I.
I thought they were the same one. I thought they've just been adding on to it. They brought up another piece, right? Didn't Russia make the first piece in America? Anyway, the different countries have been bringing up different pieces over time. And it's just been an incredibly expensive endeavor. It has realized nothing as far as scientific advancements, studies, anything like that. They spend all their time modifying the station and trying to keep it afloat. They spend all their time repairing the damn thing. Thing, the guys were trapped up there dying. I mean, it's good for drama, but that's about it.
We should go back and, like we did before, read the goals of NASA. Do you remember when we... Oh, it's been years since...
So, the Harry Brown book. It's from the Harry Brown book. It's not Why Government Doesn't Work. It's The Great Libertarian Offer. He's got the original goals from the NASA space program. And it's just they fail. They fail, fail,
they,
fail,
they still
fail,
haven't
fail.
Reached the goals.
Right. Nope. And they're not even close.
They're not even
the goals anymore. Right. So it's just the International Space Station I bring up. It's just one example of government failure. That just continues to, they just continue to pour your taxpayer dollars into it as though it's worth something.
Why not? It's not their money. They don't care.
So here is a very interesting counterpoint to that.
Right. And now with Spaceship Two and with the XPRIZE, we can say conclusively, look, space travel will happen. Spaceship Two, which is being designed by Virgin.
I don't know.
That's what I've been hearing. They're looking to put people into suborbital space, tourists. That's mm-hmm. all they're going to do. They're going to fly up there. You can bounce around, waitlist for, 10, 15 minutes, and then they're going to bring you back down. I don't know what it'll cost, but it won't
bucks.
Be cheap.
Yeah.
No, it won't be a million bucks.
Well, it's going to be a lot. I can tell you that. This from Reuters. Galactic Suite, the first hotel planned in space, expects to open for business. Give me a date, Mark. What year?
Hotel in space.
The first space hotel. Now, think about the International Space Station and its clunkiness and inefficiency and slowness and how many years it's been up there just draining cash out of the economy and how just awful it's been and how you can only fit two people into it. There's only, two people that can fit in there, and it's not very comfortable. Think about all that, and now think about what the marketplace can do and how soon they can do it.
Well, I can't think about what the government's done as far as the International Space Station, because at this rate, we'll just never have it. But with the marketplace, I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to try to take both of them into account and say 10 years.
2012.
Wow.
The first hotel planned in space will expect to open for business in 2012 and will allow guests to travel around the world in 80 minutes. Its Barcelona-based architects say the space hotel will be the most expensive in the galaxy, costing $4 million for a three-day stay. During that time,
wow.
guests... And that seems like a deal to me. I mean, as far as millionaires are concerned, that's a great vacation.
It's a lot of money, but, I mean, people will definitely pay it when you look at what they pay for some resorts out there.
Right. Well, it's like we were talking about before, is that whenever a product enters the marketplace, it's always
expensive.
The purview of the rich until enough rich people buy it, and then, demand continues to increase, and they continue to supply that demand, and competition comes in, more space hotels open, prices start to drop. Before you know it, it's $100,000 for a three-day stay.
Mm-hmm.
Before you know it, it's $3,000. Anyway.
And $3,000 you can afford at that point.
During that time, guests would see the sun rise 15 times a day and use Velcro
wow.
suits to crawl around their pod rooms by sticking themselves to the walls like Spider-Man. Company director Xavier...
What do you bet one of the rich people is going to complain about the weightlessness?
I don't know. That's their problem. Customer service, not worth discussing here. Company director Xavier Claremont says the three-bedroom boutique hotel's joined-up pod structure, which makes it look like a model of molecules, was dictated by the fact that each pod room had to fit inside a rocket to be taken into space. Claremont says it's the bathrooms in zero gravity that are the biggest challenge.
Mm.
How to accommodate more intimate activities of the guests is not easy. But they say they've solved the issue of how to take a shower in weightlessness. The guests will enter a spa room in which bubbles of water will float around. When guests aren't admiring the view from their portholes, they'll take part in scientific experiments on space travel. Galactic Suite began as a hobby for former aerospace engineer Claremont until a space enthusiast decided to make the science fiction fantasy a reality by fronting most of the $3 billion needed to build the hotel.
Pokey smokes.
What were we saying last night about, the marketplace can't provide us with energy? Who would be able to fund those projects? Well, somebody just came up with $3 billion on this speculation.
Right.
On the speculation of building a space hotel.
You know you're gonna sell energy. For God's sake, they don't know they're going to get enough people to go to a space hotel.
1-800-259-9231. More on the space hotel and your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-330-1104. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-330-1104. 1-800-330-1104.
Hi, this is Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Pow! Zap! Yikes! No, this isn't a preview of an electrifying Batman movie, but I do have some shocking news. Actually, news about shocking. Static shock, that is. When I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. Do you know winter's shocking menage a trois? Cold temperatures, dry air, and woolen coats. This trio can give you quite a charge. Yes, static electricity is created when clothes, especially wool, rub against your car's upholstery, particularly in cold, dry conditions. There are probably better ways to shake winter's doldrums than being on the receiving end of the 25,000 volts produced by static shock. So when sliding out of your car, ground yourself by keeping your hand on the metal door until your foot touches the pavement. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindTheShop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231.
SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and get them for free right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
800-259-9231, talking about a space hotel. You know, Mark, a few years ago on the show when we talked about space freedom, we talked about the marketplace and getting the government, allowing the market, the free market or a somewhat free market, handle space travel and getting the government out. Some of the objections we received from our listeners at the time was that, well, there just aren't enough people interested in space for this. There just aren't. You can't let the marketplace do this. Space is so important. It's the final frontier. We need someone out there doing research that we just can't count on the marketplace to do. And my answer at that time was, well, there are plenty of Star Trek fans, and I imagine that they'd be more than interested in helping fund space exploration on a voluntary basis. That was my answer.
After all, the final frontier.
Right. That was my answer at the time. I still think it's a decent one. I think there are plenty of people that are fascinated by what's out there and would be more than willing to pony up some money voluntarily to some research expedition or some sort of organization that was taking on similar tasks as NASA has appropriated for itself today. But now we actually have entrepreneurs who have stepped forward and put down, in this case, $3 billion onto the table to build a space hotel.
Yeah.
Now, look, when you're starting a business...
I believe one of those objections at the time, the first time we talked about the space thing, because NASA used to be one of my favorite programs. I believe one of those objections was mine.
Oh, really?
And, you know, obviously, we all grow in liberty and learn more and more.
Right.
But, I can see now, but I couldn't see that.
NASA may have $3 billion at their disposal, Mark, but they couldn't do this,
no,
even if they wanted to.
Right. If absolutely. If you let this company, who's it? What's the name of the company that's doing it?
I don't know.
If you gave NASA $3 billion.
Galactic Suite.
What's that?
Galactic Suite.
Galactic Suite. If you gave the money for this $3 billion to Galactic Suite, and you gave it to NASA, and you said, okay, build a hotel. If NASA actually got anything off the ground with that $3 billion, which I doubt, they would do anything but draw a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, they can afford a model.
you wouldn't want to stay. You'd die in their hotel.
Yeah, exactly. So when you go into business, especially a venture like this, building a space hotel where it's going to cost $3 million for 4 nights, if you go into a venture like this, you don't just say, oh, you want $3 billion, here you go.
No, nobody just tosses around $3 billion. Bill Gates doesn't toss around $3 billion.
So let's get into a little bit more detail here, because it's interesting stuff. An American company intent on colonizing Mars, which sees Galaxy Suite as a first step, has since come on board. So this is after the $3 billion came in.
Now, if they land on Mars, can they claim it for themselves? I mean, the U.S. stuck a flag there and said, this is ours.
Not by homesteading works as I understand it. You wouldn't be able to claim the entire planet because you hadn't homesteaded the entire planet. You could fence off an area and develop that and claim that as your own, I think. Anyway, private investors have also come in since from Japan and the United States and the United Arab Emirates. They're all in talks for coming on board. If Mr. Claremont is secretive about the identity of his generous backer, he's more forthcoming about the custom he can expect. He says, we've calculated that there are 40,000 people in the world who could afford to stay at the hotel. Whether they will want to spend money on going into space, we just don't know. $4 million might be a lot to spend on a holiday, but those in the national space tourism industry say hoteliers have been slow on the uptake because no one thought the cost of space travel would come down as quickly as it has. Galactic Suite said the price included not only 3 nights in space... Guests also get 8 weeks of intensive training at a James Bond-style space camp on a tropical island. Dude, that's amazing!
Yeah, that is amazing.
That's added value like you wouldn't believe.
Well, it's going to cost you, but still amazing.
No, that's the same price.
How much is it to stay
there? It's $4 million for 3 nights. I think I had it backwards before. Yeah, $4 million for a three-day stay. And that includes the 8 weeks at the special James Bond space camp. On the tropical island. That's great. Well, Claremont says there's fear associated
with... It's a little more than I can afford.
But again, Mark.
I know.
It never starts at our level.
No, it's not gonna.
There's fear associated with going into space, said the entrepreneur. That's why the shuttle rocket will remain fixed to the space hotel for the duration of the guest's stay, so they know they can get home again. In an era of concern over climate change, Galaxy Suite has no plan so far to offset the pollution implications of sending a rocket to carry just six guests at a time into space. But, says Claremont, I'm hopeful that the impact of seeing the Earth from a distance will stimulate the guests' urge to value and protect our planet.
Oh, that was a nice little PR answer there.
Yeah, wouldn't this be sad if all of this was shut down because some environmentalist wacko decided, they're burning too much fuel, we can't have this, we can't, space travel's not for humans.
That's a very, very real possibility.
It sure as hell is. It'll just completely shut this stuff down, this amazing development, this amazing advancement that we have, which inevitably, as more of this happens, you're going to see more development in more efficient fuels, because this is going to be one of the most costly aspects of getting to space.
Right, they're
going
to want to do something about that.
Right, it's going to be reducing that cost, and so inevitably market innovations will come out that will lower those prices. Maybe before you know it, we might have electric rockets of some sort. I don't know how that would work. I don't know if it'd be possible, but something.
I read enough science fiction to know that they believe that they can build stairs up into space.
Wow.
You know, that they can sort of make an elevator.
Yeah. Like the Jetsons.
And, you know, magnetic catapults and things like that. So there's all kinds of ideas out there, floating out there.
So how wonderful is this? I mean, it's happening now.
Floating out there in space.
And how great will the moment be, Mark, when the space hotel successfully launches? Again, they're targeting 2012, but let's say they're a little late. You know, 2015. Let's say that they launch this space hotel and the U.S. government and Russia and the other countries, government bureaucracies that are working on the International Space Station are still up there desperately trying to keep the space station from falling out of orbit and, you know, putting new pieces on that aren't working correctly and, oh, no, more people are getting trapped up there. And you've got people flying up, taking, you know, weekend vacations in the space hotel.
They can save the government. Be great.
Save the government.
We'll save the government employees that are up there dying.
That would be the icing on the cake. But just how wonderful will it be? Because it's going to get to that point.
They take their little tour bus over, pick them up.
It's going to get to the point where the governments are just going to have to say, why are we doing this? People are going to say, why are you still doing this? Why are you messing with this International Space Station? We can fit more people in one room of our space hotel than you can fit in your entire space station.
Well, they're going to do it for as long as
they can get away with it.
Yeah, as long as they can get the funding.
No doubt about it. Unless Ron Paul gets elected and shuts down NASA, that would be nice. I'll have to ask him about that if he comes back on the show. Of course, I got a lot I'd like to ask Ron Paul about. I don't know if we'll actually get to that one. I want to know what Ron Paul thinks about secession. He's in favor of civil disobedience. What about secession? 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Kevin in Minnesota. Yes, we will get to him and your calls as well. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacro Wedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features there are for free, including the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. You can get interactive over at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest. You'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime, as well as meet some of your Internet and Free Talk Live friends and make some new ones. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We go to the phones, to the fun. Kevin in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kevin. Kevin, Minnesota, going once.
I'm hello.
Hey, hey, Kevin, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, guys. Real quick with what you guys were talking about just earlier about this space thing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A quick Native American joke as quick as I can.
Okay.
When the Native Americans first heard about that they were going to send a man to the moon, they all rushed together and got a delegate to go to NASA, and then they got a hold of John Glenn, and they said, when you go up there, you're going to meet some of our ancestors. So we want you to bring them this letter, but please don't open it until you give it to them. And John Glenn is like, yeah, what? And he's like, our ancestors are there, so give them this letter. So okay. John Glenn puts it in his suit, and they take off, and he's on his way to the moon, and pretty soon curiosity takes him over, and he's like, what could they have put in this letter? And there's nobody on the moon. So he reached into his pocket, and he pulls out this letter, opens it up, and it says, don't sign anything.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I'm a little late with this, but it's coming one of these days. There we go.
Anyway.
It's good advice.
I talked to you guys last night. I was like the last caller, and we were talking about commercialism.
And yeah, you have to recap all that because I don't remember.
You were talking about, I had a mixed feelings about commercialism because I am in the process of trying to get something from scratch into production. And I'm looking into all the costs and the overhead and stuff like that.
Okay, you're an inventor.
Well, I would say an armchair inventor. Okay. I come up with some ideas, and I'd like to see the feasibility of it coming out there.
All right, sure.
And we were discussing about an example I gave you is if a widget costs 3 cents and you charge 50 cents for it. And that ideal of capitalism to me didn't seem fair, and you were saying what was wrong with that.
Yeah, there's not a darn thing wrong with it, because you have to understand that in the marketplace, in an unregulated marketplace where anybody's free to jump into an industry or a product at any old time and compete, then prices will only be what the market will bear, because there's a certain point at which someone's just going to say, no, that's okay, I'll pass on that and not buy your product. So you have to lower the price to a certain point at which people are going to buy your product in enough quantity to make manufacturing it worthwhile. So if you can get away with charging 50 cents per unit and everybody else is charging 65, then you're the best deal on the market and everybody's going to go to you, presuming your product is of equal quality. So, you know, I don't know if you're really looking at it from the, you know, the macro perspective there.
Well, no, I'm looking at it from, like, you know, once you get into production, if you're going to have a store and if you're going to have employees and the people that put it together, and there's that full overhead cost and advertising and all these mm-hmm. little things that add up to the big picture of it and stuff. But then my one thing is, how rich does somebody have to be?
To do what?
I mean, like, these billionaires that just have money flowing out of every orifice, and they could never spend every penny they have. Do we really need to get that rich?
Well, that's up to them.
It's up to you. You can decide how rich you want to get, but those people did get rich by providing other people with things that they wanted. People, in most cases, traded their money for the things that those billionaires had to offer.
Right. So they earned it.
That's a good thing.
And they can, you know, a lot of these people are very, very charitable. They give billions of their billions to charities, and they help people that are in need of assistance. And if they didn't have that money, they wouldn't be able to do those charitable things. So,
an example of what I was learned is I look into the Federal Reserve and the creation of the Federal Reserve and all these world bankers and stuff, and then you find out that these world bankers start nonprofit organizations just for the purpose of using it as a tax write-off and as a means of getting more stuff. Where
so?
If you have a nonprofit organization, that all you have to really do is put 10% towards what your profit is geared at,
yeah,
and that's considered fine.
Well, I don't think we should have taxes in the first place. So if someone's trying to avoid paying them, I cheered them on whether they, you know, whether they make $10,000 a year or $10 million a year. Anything they can do to avoid the government snatching away their money from them, I'm absolutely in favor of.
Well, if my products ever make billions of dollars, I promise at some point one of my charitable funds will be the Free State for you guys.
Excellent.
But I'm
Excellent.
Still trying to get my own reservation to branch off from the government.
Hey, if you can get your reservation to secede from the union, I'm all for that.
Well,
now,
let me
say something here, Kevin, because I don't want to make it sound like everybody with money is wonderfully charitable. I'm sure there are people out there that are just greedy, 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 and they just want to hoard all their money and not give it to anybody. Inevitably, there will be people out there like that. But the existence of those people doesn't justify government coming in, and I don't know if that's what you're suggesting, but it doesn't justify government coming in and forcefully redistributing their wealth.
I am not for that at all. I'm way into, like, small business, and I'm wishing that we went back to the Constitution as far as the state had the ultimate power and not the federal getting into everything. You know, so I agree with that. And actually, I'm learning more about libertarianism from listening to you because I am undeclared as anything.
Well, here's another point. Here's another one for you. Even though you might have somebody, let's take this sort of fantasy idea of the rich man that's hoarding all of his money. If you've got billions of dollars, you're not keeping it in your spare bedroom. You know, that's, you've got it invested, you've got it in bank accounts, you've got it in different areas, probably diversified in various different areas. So the fact is, even the man, the wealthy man that is hoarding his money, whether he likes it or not, that money's being used to help other people get, gain more wealth. When you go and take out a loan, you're taking out from a bank, you're taking out some of that wealthy man's money from that bank to use to build your business. And so even the man who believes he's greedily hoarding it and collecting all that interest for himself, yeah, he is collecting interest, but it's because the money that he owns is being used by people like us that don't have as much money to create more wealth and build our businesses with. So there's no way they can really even effectively hoard the money and not get it in, and not allow it into other people's hands, because you just can't put $1 billion in your spare bedroom.
Well, I have to say that I love disagreeing with you guys, but I love it more when I agree with what you guys say. And one last thing with Mark, congratulations. I heard you're going to have a child.
We are.
And in that aspect, is it okay if I say hello to my four-year-old daughter?
What's her name?
Her name is Infinity.
Oh, that's excellent.
You know, you snuck in a shout-out, and that's not allowed on this show, Kevin.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get her a Free Talk listener.
That's not fair.
He only asked if he could have a shout-out,
yeah,
and
that's
I asked
true.
What her name was.
That's
yeah,
true.
She's a Free Talk listener, so.
Good. Well, it's good to start him early. That way
you
can, you're not sending her to government school, are you?
Oh, no, homeschooling.
All right, good.
Excellent.
Well
you
done,
guys have
sir.
A great night.
Hey, dude, thanks for the call. Thanks for the follow-up on that, because sometimes people will call in at the very end of the show. They'll bring up some great topic like that one. That was a good one. Important issue, because a lot of people are concerned about those rich people. They shouldn't be allowed to keep their money. And that's not what he was saying. But a lot of people are concerned about that. So it's so nice when someone will call in and will say, oh, man, we're out of time. Call us back tomorrow night. And they actually call back, because it doesn't always happen. 800-259-9231. Hey, Mark, speaking of money, the government's going to be cutting you checks soon, aren't they?
They sure are.
Woohoo!
And they're not going to be cutting you one.
Oh.
That's right.
I'm going to hurry up and file some taxes so I can get my $300 back.
Congressional leaders announce rebates for 117 million families.
Mm. We'll get into that and see what it's all about. 800-259-9231. Government's going to give you some money back. You should be happy about that. What are you going to do with your money? That's what ABC News is asking. I wish I could read the responses. We'll share the story with you, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And by the way, I haven't mentioned this in a while, but our international listeners, many of you can take part in this. We have the German Amazon. We're participating in their program. We have the UK, the United Kingdom Amazon, and the Canadian Amazon. So if you're in one of those three areas, you can also shop with Free Talk Live. If you just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, you'll automatically be sent to the appropriate website. And when you enter again through that link, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Speaking of getting a cut, government's going to be cutting some checks soon. Mark, what's happening?
Congressional, according to Washington, to the AP on abcnews.com, congressional leaders announced a deal with the White House Thursday on an economic stimulus package that would give most tax filers refunds of $600 to $1,200 and more if they have children.
Wow. Just going to give money out?
Well, they don't just have money to give out. It's your money.
But they're going to give me my money back? Extra money?
Well, if you were to write, if I had a business where you sent me money and then I sent you back money, I'd have to have, you know, people to process all the money that I got in, computers and buildings and all kinds of overhead. So I'd have to keep some of your money to run my business just to give you your money back. And that's what the government's doing.
But still, Mark, maybe this government thing isn't so bad after all. They're getting people some of their money back.
Well, this is, in some cases, people will be getting checks that they didn't pay in. A lot of people really don't pay that much in taxes.
Well, as I understand it, there's also more to this story. Why don't you continue on? Maybe they'll talk about it in the article, maybe not, but I believe this is, I have an insight as to how this is really going to work.
I'm interested.
Okay.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Congress would act on the agreement hammered out in a week of intense negotiations with Republican leader John A. Bayern, the Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson at the earlier...
You know how intense these negotiations
I'm
were.
Sure,
they were
yeah.
sitting down at the table going, all right, the recession is coming, guys. What are we going to do? We need to figure this out. We need to make ourselves look good. We need to make ourselves look like we're doing something important. Okay, we need to look like we're working together. All right, now I'm going to sit here at this table because I saw the picture. You got Bush sitting next to Nancy Pelosi. It looks like they're
buddy, buddy, helping each other out here, helping the American people. We're all
They're willing to put
together.
Their differences aside
yep.
to help the American people.
We're pulling together in a time of need.
So, it's
hilarious. And if you believe that.
At the earliest date, so these
rebate, I have a bridge to sell you.
So that these rebate checks will be in the mail. President Bush praised the agreement in a statement he delivered to reporters at the White House. This package has the right set of policies and is the right size, he said. We know. We had a blue ribbon panel. This is the right set of policies and the right size. This isn't some random number we threw together. This wasn't the most we could come up with and still not have to give up our paid junkets or whatever it is that they had to do. Before I go on, ABC News has a little poll where you can write in and tell them, what do you plan to do with your check?
Yes.
It's like you won the frickin' lottery. 600 stinking dollars?
I thought it was three for some reason. I thought it was three, but now they're saying six. So
six to 12, and I would assume that means for, two tax-paying adults.
Okay.
More if you have children. The rebates, which would go to about 116 million families, and that's a lot of people. 116 million, there's 300 million people in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Had appeal for both Democrats and Republicans. Pelosi's staff noted that they would include $28 billion in checks to 35 million working families who wouldn't have been helped by Bush's original proposal. So the Democrats made sure that some people that
looking out for the little guy
never paid in
right.
got the welfare checks. Republicans, for their part, were pleased that the bulk of the rebates, more than 70%, according to an analyst by Congress's Joint Tax Committee, would go to individuals who pay taxes. Individuals who pay income taxes would get up to $600. Working couples
up 12 to. Up to. So there is.
They have to pay that in.
Okay, got it.
So if you pay in, a certain amount, then you'll get $600.
Okay, all right.
Working couples up to 12, and those with children, an additional $300 per child under the agreement.
Mm.
So quick, have babies. Workers who, how come, I'm going to have a kid in March. Now, the check's going to probably be here in February. I'm not going to get a check.
Is it that soon? Is that what they said?
I thought
it was going to be
February.
May.
They said they were going to get it in the mail, and I assume
okay.
that right away. I don't know.
All right.
But there's somebody out there that's going to have a baby in June.
Yeah, that's not fair. There's a fetus in there right now.
We've got a name.
I want my money.
It is their money, though.
Funny.
It is. The rebate part of the plan would cost about $100 billion, Aides said. The package also included close to $50 billion in business tax cuts. Now, I think this is a good thing. The more tax cuts for businesses, the better, as far as I'm concerned. The package would allow,
question it. Keep going.
The package would allow businesses to immediately write off. I think that they do know that we're going into a recession, Ian, and I think that they do know that cutting taxes can help stop that.
You keep going.
The package would allow businesses to immediately write off 50% of purchases of plants and other capital equipment and permit small businesses to write off additional purchases of equipment. A Republican-written provision to allow businesses suffering losses now to reclaim taxes previously paid was dropped. Pelosi... Democrat California agreed to drop increases in food stamps and unemployment benefits during a Wednesday meeting in exchange for gaining the rebates of at least $300 for most everyone earning a paycheck, including those who would make too little to pay income taxes. I can't say I'm totally pleased with the package, but I do not know that it will help stimulate the economy. But it is if it does not, there will be more to come, said Pelosi. So, she's in there fighting for the little guy and wants to make sure that we all get a little money in these hard times. The government cares about you. And Boehner said the agreement was not easy for the two of us and our respective caucuses, he added. The two caucuses have come together and to work out a bipartisan way to reach a compromise that I think is in the best interest of the American people.
Back padding.
Yeah. Paulson said that he would work with the House and Senate to enact the package as soon as possible because speed is of the essence.
Yes.
The Treasury Department The Treasury Department has already been talking to the IRS about getting the checks out as quickly as possible, recognizing the tax filing season is ongoing.
Is anyone saying anything here about actual timetables, or is it just we want to be quick?
So far, that's all I've noticed. I haven't seen a date pop out in here.
Yeah, we'll see how long this takes.
It said,
you'll get one of these. So you'll let me know, right?
I will get a check. Other than majority. Leader Harry Reid said that the goal is to send the package to the White House by February 15th for President Bush's signature.
Okay.
So, beyond that, I don't
so
know.
They aren't even going to get the signature for another month and a half. Or another 3-4 weeks.
Correct.
Okay.
There you go.
That's it.
You want me to go back and begin reading?
I just wasn't sure
that we should be done.
No, I didn't know if it was over yet or not.
No, we're nowhere near it.
Yeah, I don't really care about the political backpatting part. I'm just curious if the article actually reveals how this is going to work.
They're going to send you a check.
Yeah, but where's the money come from?
I would assume taxes.
Well, according to some of the comments here, Davin64 at ABC News writes, "Does anyone realize this is just an advance on your 08 taxes? This is what happened in 2001. Remember when they did this before?
Mm-hmm.
They sent the checks out. Then when you did your taxes, you found out that the rebate counted toward your total refund. Next thing you know...
I never found that out.
You didn't find that out?
I didn't find that out. No, I didn't do my taxes at the time. I had an accountant.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. The rebate counted toward your total refund. Next thing you know, if you didn't take out enough money from your paycheck, you owed money instead of getting anything back. Both parties are just trying to make you feel good now. Then after the election, you find out you owe it back. If you think the government's just going to give you your money, you're living a fairy tale." So if this process has anything to do with what they did back in 2001, they're just giving you an advance payment on your 2008 taxes. The taxes you've not this year, you're paying 2007 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So next year, when you pay your 2008 taxes... you aren't going to get $300 you would have gotten. If you were going to get a rebate
mm-hmm.
from the government next year, and it was going to be $400, you'll get $100. If you were going to get a rebate of $100, then you'll owe them $200. If you're getting $300, if it's $600, you'll owe them more. That's what they're saying here. There's several comments to that effect on this article. So that's the real deal. It's not like government's doing you a favor and cutting you a break. They're just advancing you a little bit of your rebate money back.
Yeah,
that's all.
This article says nothing like that,
yep.
But I don't suspect it would.
Nope. So that's what the real situation's going to be.
People really do believe that the government magically makes money, and they really do magically make
sure.
money. But, yeah, that makes more sense.
Uh-huh.
That makes a great deal of sense.
There you go. So it's going to be $600 for couples. I believe it is $300 for individuals as well, which is actually the same amount as it was back in 2001.
No, and it's $600 per person and $1,200 for a couple
really?
Is what they're claiming in this
okay.
article.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number three is on the way. We're going to talk about child labor. And I want to hear from you as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar. 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327 or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.